module map for Who Rules Your Symbols. To this point in the course, we've covered an introduction to the field of study called general semantics, formulated by Alfred Korzybski. We discussed Korzybski's motivations and approach to addressing the problem of why human behavior, in the form of societies and cultures, has not progressed or advanced at the pace of engineering, mathematics, and the sciences. We reviewed the foundational premises of general semantics using the map territory analogy. We talked about the importance of acknowledging the role of the human nervous system in how we abstract and evaluate our experiences. We learned that in translating or transforming our nonverbal experiences into verbal behaviors, we can avoid symptoms that lead to misevaluations. In other words, we can make better maps, our language behaviors, that more appropriately reflect the territories of our experiences. A framework for analyzing language behaviors from a GS perspective developed by William Haney. Haney's framework is based on recognizing contributing factors and applying correctives that result in more effective language behaviors. Mary Lehman led us through a deep dive into the Haney framework by focusing on two major topic areas of GS, allness and bypassing. Please note that the Haney framework can be applied to other GS topics in addition to allness and bypassing. In Mary's e-textbook, Awareness in Action, she devotes chapters to inference-observation-confusion, also referred to in some places as the fact-inference distinction, and differentiation failures, including stereotyping, polarization, and frozen evaluations. If you haven't already, I encourage you to download the PDF of Awareness in Action and review the entire book at your leisure. The topic of the linguistic relativity hypothesis, or LRH, as proposed by Edward Sapir and Benjamin Lee Whorf. Greg Thompson invited us to view Lera Boroditsky's video presentation, How Language Shapes Thought, in which she shares results of her research that reveals surprising and fascinating insights into the language and thought habits and behaviors of cultures with which most of us are unfamiliar. From Greg's explanations about linguistic relativity hypothesis and its implications, as well as Bruce Kodish's article on what we do with language and what language does to us, we got a feel for how similar are the core components of linguistic relativity hypothesis and general semantics. Quote by Edward Sapir, "We ought to easily recognize, then, that ancient notions such as objective or absolute reality do not accurately reflect the limitations of our nervous systems as they interact with the outside world. Therefore, language structures, patterns, or terms that rely on this false de facto notion that what I experience, or say, is the same as what exists out there in the world, misrepresent, mislead, and misinform. The fact of the matter is that the real world is to a large extent unconsciously built up on the language habits of the group. We see and hear and otherwise experience very largely as we do because the language habits of our community predispose certain choices of interpretation." That's a quote by Edward Sapir. In this week's module, Who Rules Your Symbols, led by Steve Stockdale, we're going to try and integrate what we've learned so far by discussing the implications of two statements from Science and Sanity. The first, the analysis of living reactions is the sole object of general semantics. The second, the affairs of man are conducted by our own man-made rules and according to man-made theories. Man's achievements rest upon the use of symbols. For this reason, we must consider ourselves as a symbolic, semantic class of life, and those who rule the symbols rule us. First, I'll present the results of the point of view or orientation survey that some of you completed in Module 1 and explain its significance. Then you'll discuss your reactions to the survey results. Next, we'll talk about how these orientations, or points of view, are related to our environments and either shape or are shaped by our evaluations, meanings, and values. Then we'll address factors related to how you evaluate your own evaluations. To address the second quote on symbol rulers, you'll watch the online documentary on The Persuaders and consider the tension between the would-be symbol rulers and you as an individual symbol evaluator. We'll conclude the module with a discussion assignment and a short essay assignment. The objectives for Module 5 include 1, gain an appreciation of the complex neurosemantic and neurolinguistic environments that envelop your daily living. 2, understand the interrelated influences and implications of your orientation environments and evaluations, meanings, values. And 3, recognize the extent to which others may attempt to rule your symbols and what defenses you may employ against such attempts.